looks like a little after 7 past the hour.
The
on morning's the Duck
flying by.
It is, and we're going to make it work even better for you with another story. How many people know who Sarah Tressler is? Raise your hands, please.
I do.
I know, but you're cheating because you knew.
Yeah.
She's the stripper who has written a story. Well, it's actually not a story. It's her. Well, it's her story. The Diary of an Angry Stripper. A collection of some of the blogs.
She's a stripper with a master's degree.
Right. Yeah. She's been in the headlines a lot.
And she's written the headlines a lot.
Right. Yeah. She's a smart cookie. Pole dancer. Stripper. And why is it that people who are smart can't be strippers? Right? Isn't that
apparently her employer had a little issue with it.
Right, exactly. All right, so we'll find out her story in a few minutes. From the wisdom department, she may have not demonstrated the best wisdom, but then who among us is perfect? The weak can never forgive.
You are, Doug.
Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong. That's wisdom.
That is wisdom, forgiveness is huge. Mm.
I was talking to a friend of mine today who's having a minor operation. However, I thought after talking to her that a minor operation is one performed on somebody else. Right? You think it's a... Are you going,
right.
What's going to happen?
That's nothing.
It's just, that's nothing.
Yeah, but
right?
It's always major anesthesia, and that's...
Well,
little,
it's, but whatever. It's never... When you're going through it, it's not minor.
There's nothing minor about it.
Exactly. Right. Never does nature say one thing and wisdom another. Nature is wisdom. Mother Nature. Who has more wisdom than Mother Nature?
Nobody.
Look around.
It works perfectly.
You. And there's another name for God. You know, I have a big thing about God and how we, in a way, the attribute, I guess I'm saying this in a different way, the attributes of our world are so completely complex. Our bodies, we were talking about Prilosec and acid indigestion and stuff that happens to our bodies when things don't work right. But think about this. Think about your body and the fact that it produces the acid that's necessary for you to digest the food that we have available for us to eat so you can use it for growing your body.
Body's amazing. You know, it really got me when I gave birth for the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds so like, oh yeah, everybody says, but it's so true. I actually went, I was thinking of being a midwife from that experience.
From that experience.
Like, how crazy is that? We make people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Really.
We cook them. It's crazy.
Well, in a minute, we're going to meet Sarah. And we're going to find out what the story is. A reporter for the Houston Chronicle, no more.
Story.
But it's a pretty good story. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself how the Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
11 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Heather and Richie and I have with us Sarah Tressler, who you may have heard about recently. I'm always interested in anybody that Gloria, and I say Gloria, I'm on a first-name basis, Sarah, with Gloria, so I can call her Gloria and get away with it. Gloria Allred When you know, everybody thinks that Gloria, who is one of the most interesting people that I have ever met, when she gets attached to a project, it's always going to be lots of sparks. And so this is no exception. You were, as I understand it, a reporter for the Houston Chronicle, and you had a side job, and apparently you enjoyed it. You were pretty good at it, but it didn't seem to fit with the mores and standards of the Houston Chronicle. Is that a fairly good way of describing your plight?
Well, I guess the person who fired me didn't seem to think that it fit with the mores and standards.
Well, how did it? First of all, you decided you wanted to be a dancer, and people call them exotic dancers. What actually did you do? What were you doing? Was this nightly? Was this on weekends? When did you perform?
Well, you know, I'd been a dancer for years before I got hired at the Chronicle, on and off for probably 7 years, 7.5 years, and. While I was employed full-time at the Chronicle, I didn't have a whole lot of time to go into the club and dance, so it was really something that I was maybe doing just a handful of times a month, maybe, you know, 2-3 times a month, just depending on my schedule and also depending on my school schedule, because I also teach a class at the University of Houston, so between those three different things going on, dancing definitely was, you know, at the bottom of the list of priorities.
Mm-hmm. When you say dancing, I'm going to play my naive card here because I'm probably the only person in the room of any sex that hasn't been in a strip club. So what actually, I mean, you see the movies and that sort of thing. What actually, when you say you're dancing as an exotic dancer, what are you doing that's unusual?
Well, you know, as a stripper, you have to, you know, dance topless on stage, you know, on a pole. Why haven't you been to a strip club before?
That's what I was just thinking.
You know what?
Here's Sarah.
I want you to do me a favor, all right? Do this favor for me. The next time you talk to Gloria, tell her you were talking to me, and I admitted to not ever having been to a strip club, and see what the expression is on her face.
And that Gloria needs to take him to one.
Yeah, and tell her the next time I'm in Los Angeles, I'm going to have Gloria take me to a strip club. That'll probably settle.
I mean, I can tell you that I even know that Gloria's been to a strip club. Kind of remarkable that you haven't been.
Well, that's probably is.
Do you have them there in Washington, D.C.?
Well, yeah, Rich, we're all around the country. Rich is in Washington.
Yes,
I happen
they
to be,
do, and I've seen every single one of them.
I'm in Boston, but I live in Los Angeles part of the time, and that's how I can have. But I'm sure there are strip clubs all over the place. I mean, I can think of one, and now it's called the Gentleman's Exotic Club. But, you know, that's what goes on.
Sarah, yeah. Doug is a little goody-two-shoes. He doesn't go out bar hopping and jumping around town.
That's really sweet, though. That's really sweet.
Whatever.
Well, but maybe I'll check. Yeah, I haven't actually seen a picture of you yet. I've heard the story, but I haven't seen a picture.
Yeah. You know what? You don't want to go there, Doug. You know, now that I know that you're in a strip club,
well,
I'll go
no,
see
I'm not.
You.
No, that's not.
So, Sarah, what got you into dancing, and was it to get through school? Was it because you liked it? I mean, I know that pole dancing is a huge.
Well, you have a friend, Richie,
huge.
Who we met, who was a dancer, wasn't she?
Well, no. she does it for exercise. They actually have exercise classes where you learn how to pole dance, and so
yeah, they absolutely do. Yeah, in fact, while I was in grad school at NYU, I was getting my master's degree in journalism there. I wrote a story about a place called the S Factor that teaches pole dancing exclusively. They don't have kickboxing or yoga, they just do pole dancing classes.
So
it's like, you know, housewives who want to learn how to do that can do that without having to get hired at a strip club or buy a pole and install it in their house.
And it's amazing what it takes physically to be able to do that. All right, so you're working at a strip club, you're doing the dancing, you're also working at the Chronicle, you're writing for them. All of a sudden, your two worlds collide and problems arise. What happens?
There's an alt-weekly newspaper in Houston called the Houston Press, and it's owned by, I think, Village Voice Media. So if you have, you know, Village Voice Media Weekly publication in your city, you'll know kind of what it's like. They have, like, you know, the back page.
Right.
Remember, the back page has been in the news recently. Anyway, so they kind of have a bit of a reputation for getting little digs on
the reporters at the Chronicle, which is the only daily newspaper in Houston. It's the biggest newspaper in Texas. So one of the reporters, a guy who I've never met, found out that I was a dancer, in part through this blog that I had called Diary of an Angry Stripper. And my Twitter feed, the Twitter feed that corresponded with that blog called at Angry Stripper. Follow me on Twitter at Angry Stripper. And anyway,
Huh? We're going to put you, we'll do that on our Twitter page.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, so he wrote sort of an expose. And I kind of knew it was coming because, like, the story ran on a Monday. And the Saturday night and Sunday afternoon before the story ran, he had sent me an email to both my Angry Stripper email and to my Chronicle email asking if I was the same person. I was a little worried. I just didn't respond to him. And I thought he would maybe just go away, but that certainly wasn't the case.
So then it comes out, and the Chronicle sees it, and how did they approach you, and what did they say?
They fired me the very next day after the story came out. My coworkers in the features department, I was working in the features department, were very supportive, but the editor-in-chief was not as supportive.
All right, I'm looking at a picture of you and Gloria standing together. Interesting contrast, and I say that lovingly. So, in this circumstance, you are fired, and these people just say, you know, we can fire you at will. We don't have to have cause, right? They don't. They just say, oh, we don't want you. We don't need you anymore. You're done. They don't have to tell you the reason, or did they?
They did tell me the reason was that I didn't list stripping on my job application when I applied to the Chronicle.
Mm-hmm.
And my point was that as a dancer, at least with all the clubs I've ever danced at, we don't have an employee-employer relationship. You, as a dancer, you pay the club to work at the club. You're not an employee. So, you know, I said I didn't need to list it because it wasn't previous employment. And, you know, he...
All right, so what kind of a case have you got? What kind of, when Gloria gets involved, there's always going to be some, this is going to
so
work
out. Gloria says that, Gloria made a point, and I think it's an important point, that if you fire somebody for being a dancer, then, you know, because dancing is a female-dominated industry, that doesn't have an adverse impact on females, so.
I'm with her. So what do you sue the Chronicle, and you get more notoriety, more people come to see you as a stripper. What do you do from here?
Well, I want to make it clear that I'm not suing the Chronicle right now.
Oh, you're not?
I filed a complaint with the EEOC, a gender discrimination complaint with the EEOC. Mm-hmm. So they're doing an investigation.
I'd sue the hell out of the newspaper if it were me. And I thought, really, I mean, why should you not be able to do, how does this affect your job? It's one thing if they just say, okay, we don't want you here, period. They didn't cite morals. They didn't cite any of that stuff. They said you didn't fill out something on employment form. So that sounds really weak to me.
Very weak to me, too.
Yeah. I think that you have, I hope you have a good case. Actually, online, diaryofanangrystripper.com, diaryofanangrystripper.com is the place you can find out more about the book and the story. The book comes out on the 15th. Sarah Tressler here on Good Day. Thank you, Sarah. Best of luck. Say hi to Gloria. Yeah, you're welcome.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. In April of 2011, for the first time in American history, Obama urges passage of a non-discrimination law that does not contain hiring protections for religious groups, forcing religious organizations to hire according to federal mandates without regard to the dictates of their own faith, thus eliminating conscious protection in hiring. We'd like to help you understand why this anti-biblical and anti-Christian movement is taking place in our federal government by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to receive your free subscription.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your brute against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Change at the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. There is a different standard for women who do this versus the Chippendales, for example. Right? It's just that's the way. And you got to know.
Would you fire me if you found out that I was a Chippendales dancer on
the
weekends?
No, I'd want to go to the show.
Why would I care? What difference does it make? You got a fat butt.
I'd want a private
dance. Why would anybody want to see you dancing?
I didn't ask if you wanted to see me.
Well, who
next
wanna?
Time I came to the studio, I'd want you on top of the desk. With pasties. Yeah. Yes, with pasties. Right, I don't want pasties on, Rich. I want to see the whole package. What, are you kidding me? He's going to dance for me. I want to see everything.
Twirl those babies around.
Actually, one of my tenants is a burlesque queen, and she does that with the tassels.
Uh-huh.
And she can do them like in opposite directions and one at a time. And I asked her, I said, could you teach me how to do this? She goes, oh, yes, girl. That's real easy. You come upstairs, I'll teach you. So I'm going to learn how to do tassels.
Really, Roberta? Yes. That'll add a lot to your performance here.
Note to self.
Yeah, right, exactly. Absent that day.
Roberta has true talent.
Yeah, she does. All right, Roberta also has good stories. One of the great things about all of us is that we all have great stories. I find Roberta's ability to tell her special stories a special talent, in fact, Roberta.
Mm-hmm. Telling stories. Well, the latest story I've come up with is about sleeping in the buff. I mean, sleeping without pajamas. And, you know, if you go into a department store, you see floors of pajamas. So you wonder, okay, who's buying these things? But actually, a survey done on the Today Show found out that 89% are committed to sleeping or, like, skinny sleeping or skinny napping or whatever you want to call it, which I found was absolutely incredible. I can't
89% of the people in the survey said they did not sleep with anything on.
Exactly.
Did this survey take place in that strip club?
I don't know about that.
All right. So, Roberta, do you sleep in the nude or not?
No. I get too cold at night.
Richie,
I have
sleep?
To have pajamas on.
I do not. Boxers.
Okay. And what about you, Heather?
Am I alone or am I not alone?
On a normal average night.
I'm right. Alone. No, in a big old t-shirt.
A t-shirt? Mm-hmm.
Big old t-shirt.
Really?
Yep.
A t-shirt. Okay.
My wife is big into pajamas.
Yeah.
And I sleep mostly with, you know, the not the pajama bottoms, you know, what are they called, the baggy pants,
right,
you know, the,
right, yeah.
Those type of things, and the t-shirt, because I work and I get up
sweats.
And I go on the air with what I'm sleeping in.
Sweats.
Right.
No,
like yoga pants or something.
You like yoga pants.
So how would you, yeah. Heather, describe what I'm? What are these pants?
Oh, gosh.
They're almost like kind of flannel scrubs.
Yeah.
Flannel scrubs.
Right.
Scrubs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have a couple pair of those for the winter.
And I have on a
Heather,
t-shirt.
Are they ripped in the back?
I don't want to know.
Are they made out of corduroy?
Flannel corduroy. Nice.
How is it a blackish color?
Do they have manure on them anywhere?
They are fine and they are comfortable. And I wouldn't be wearing them if it were not for Heather being here, because when I'm by myself...
I'm usually in the boxers.
Exactly.
Yes, he is.
I'm in a bathroom.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Rich.
When you reach a certain age where you start dressing for comfort, yeah. Watch out. It's all changing.
Really?
Yeah.
What would be changing?
I remember when my parents started saying, but it's comfortable.
Uh-huh. No, I don't. Well, I mean, I wear things that are comfortable, but I not.
But you've always dressed for comfort.
I have. Mm-hmm. I don't have. I'm not a fashionista.
So it's not like you're getting older and you're dressing for comfort. You've always.
I've always been
comfort.
Like that. Right. Right. I don't. I'm not trying to impress anybody. If
or
I want
practicality.
To, yeah. If I want to,
I'll wear this 1970s three-piece suit out on the farm as work rags just because they're old clothes.
I'm wearing them out. Yeah, exactly. Go through.
Do you wear your clothes to bed?
Do I? No, I don't wear much of anything to bed.
Oh, so you sleep. Well, we're talking about whether or not you sleep in the buff.
Rich doesn't want to know.
I'm going to step out of the studio.
Well, I'm just wondering among listeners, you know, do you sleep in the buff? Or do you wear pajamas?
You're asking, you want to know.
They say 89%, so I mean, I just found that number, like, ridiculously
high.
Thank
goodness it's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Lately,
Erica doesn't know what to get a tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself at the Walmart Wireless Center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with Safe Light Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best or less guaranteed.
Who's feeling especially good today about that day? The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 33 after the hour. Heather Bachman is here. Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich McFadden is here with me. And so is Uri Geller from his beautiful, well, he's got a farm now. He keeps sending me pictures of him with his cows, and all I remember and all you remember when we put the two of us together in cows is walking behind the field. I still, because I haven't placed in my mind where the farm is. Did you buy that farm where the cows were that I called that day? Is that the farm?
No. The farm really belongs to Reading University, but I consider the cows my cows.
Yes.
Because they come up to our fence. They kiss me when I take a walk, along the towpath. They come to the fence. It's amazing how friendly cows can be.
Well, I try to teach you that. This is the story behind the story. For those who have not heard me tell the story before, Uri and I have been great friends for a long time. And when Megan was in school in England, I was there a lot, and I stayed with Uri and his home. And we would take walks. Uri, every afternoon, takes a walk for an hour with his brother-in-law and his the dogs. Everybody goes out into this long path. It's a beautiful area, and it goes by this farm. So one day when I'm there, I'm always going out walking with him. It's 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and we walk by this pasture, and the cows are up at the top of the hill. And somehow or other, I had said to Uri, cows always come when you call them.
Yep.
And he didn't believe that the cows would come if I called them. So I turned to the cows and I yelled, "Combos! Combos! Combos!" And the cows came down in, and Uri was as close to not being afraid, but it takes a lot, Richie and Heather, to startle Uri. You can imagine he'd been through pretty much everything. And the look on his face, and his brother-in-law, Shippy, was absolutely, they loved this.
With cows rushing.
The cows came tearing down to see what was going on.
Yeah, but Doug, one has to be startled a bit, because here in England, I read at least once a week that a couple were killed by a herd of cows.
Well, you saw the story, this fire engine fireman someplace in England was going to a fire, and the cows, a guy had a herd of 100 cows he was bringing to the barn, and the fire truck is trying to get by the cows, so this guy blows the siren, and the cows stampede and kill the farmer.
Wow.
So
you never know with animals, and
they're big animals. They are big animals.
This is why you have tragedies like, you remember the amazing magicians Siegfried and Roy in Las Vegas.
Yes,
They've been performing there for close to 40 years with white, beautiful white tigers, albino tigers, and for 35 years nothing happened. until one day the tiger bit his head. And I don't think he's totally recovered from it.
No, he hadn't got rid of it.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Hey, Uri, at some point, and you would probably be a great person to get your input on this, you're playing the odds. If you stick your head in a tiger's mouth for 35 years, at some point, whether it's intentional or not on the tiger's part, something is going to happen. That's a powerful animal.
Yes. Yep. And a powerful statistic there, too.
Yeah. Right. There's no way that you can go 50 years and stick your head in the in a tiger's face.
You. And, you know, most of the professional divers will tell you that sharks don't bite. And it's okay to swim in
that. You want to try that one out? I'm not trying that
I've swam with sharks.
Yeah, good for you, Roberta.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you had no fear whatsoever?
Nope. Roberta's from New York.
I'm an advanced open water scuba diver,
I have swam
with sharks many a time.
So full of
But, Roberta, what I'm saying here is if you swam with sharks every day for 10 years, you're playing the odds. So far, you're on the light side of the odds, and you've won.
But we're not shark food. I mean, unless it's a great white that will eat Volkswagens, you know, but we're not shark food.
Right.
So they don't see us as sharks.
And what about, do you remember that story, which happened not long ago in, was it in a dolphinarium in Florida, where a whale, you know, those big friendly whales.
Yeah, the orca was at SeaWorld a few years back.
SeaWorld, yeah.
Where she killed the trainer, grabbed her by the hair and killed her.
Yeah. Well, there's the, but I saw a video, I decided not to post it, I saw a video by accident a couple of weeks ago. I said, Richie, something to you. This orca whale, they come up on pretty close to the shore anyway, and this guy is standing there waving to the whales. And the whale comes up to the shore, grabs the guy, sticks him in the mouth, and takes off. That was the end of the guy.
Wow.
Gone.
So,
I mean,
bottom line
is, startling.
Is animals are animals, and at a certain point, no matter how, when you raise them from a baby or a pup or whatever it is, animals are animals, and they're going to be that way.
Yeah,
dogs, cats, birds, maybe.
Let me just finish the story about animals. When I remember, I went to Amsterdam 3 weeks ago to participate in a movie. I had a role in it, and I played myself. And it's a comedy, so one of the scenes was that this man wanted to marry a chimpanzee. And they brought out this beautiful chimpanzee dressed up in a wedding dress. And the trainer is a French guy. They come from France. And this is, you know, training the chimpanzee for many, many years. And, you know, everything went okay. The filming, you know, this is a big movie. And, again, there's no guarantee with animals. And suddenly the presenter of the show shouted, oh, no, sorry, it was a director. The director shouted, and the chimpanzee really got scared and started screaming, but so loud. And then she kind of broke loose, and she ran into the audience. There were 300 people sitting in the auditorium. That was, you know, like the Uri Geller show. And it was really scary because you just don't know. Will the chimpanzee bite you? It was just very, very scary to see the chimpanzee running around the audience. People were stunned. No one was screaming except the monkey. And then it took us, what, half an hour to calm the chimpanzee down and return her back onto the couch. But it was really a... I was very, very concerned.
Let me ask you a question now. We hear often that humans are related to the apes or chimpanzees or orangutans or whatever it is. You are a thinker and you're a motivator, and people say that you've used your mind to do all kinds of things and you can connect with people's minds. Did you feel a sense, or do you think there is a way of us communicating, not talking to the animals per se, but these species that are supposed to be so human-like? Do you get a sense that their brains function at all as ours do?
Doug, are you kidding me? I mean, people can talk and communicate telepathically to their dogs and cats. Ask any dog owner or cat owner, and they will tell you the most amazing telepathic stories with their pets. and chimpanzees, come on, no doubt, there's always a story out of a research institute that they discovered that a monkey's brain, you know, can communicate with us, and so forth. No doubt in my mind that you can communicate telepathically or even verbally with animals. And you know very well that a dolphin has a bigger brain than a human's brain.
Yeah, dolphins, we've, I think, established that. But I guess I was wondering, because the chimps and the monkeys and stuff are supposed to be so much closer to humans. And one wondered, I was just curious as to whether you'd ever, communicate with us. You remember the day when Megan was in your house and she was skeptical and you sent her into the kitchen to draw something and she said she felt something in the back of her head? When
Absolutely. Well,
it was a spatula.
Apropos the drawings, if you remember, I once said this on the show, that about 7 years ago, there was an exhibition, painting exhibition, of a monkey called Congo. From the 50s, and I actually bought a few paintings because I found them absolutely and utterly amazing. Mm-hmm. And when some guests come to my house and I show them the painting and I say to them, guess who painted this? And, you know, some would say Picasso, Dali, Chagall, I mean, gosh, they name the most famous painters in the world. And then I turn the painting around and I show them the picture of Congo, of the chimpanzee, and they faint. And the person who wrote a book about Congo, Desmond Morris, the famous philosopher and writer, he said that Congo would pick up a paintbrush, paint the painting, and then put the brush down, and he would look at its owner and say, that's it, I finished, and would never touch the painting again. Amazing.
It is amazing.
Uri, remind me to show you these paintings when you come next to my house.
All right.
So, Uri, I've done this little, test with you where you have me draw a basic shape or something simple, and then you are able to tell me what I drew. And it blew my mind. Do you think that you could do that with an animal, that if an animal were drawing something, that you would be able to tune in and see what they are drawing, or is there just a different wavelength there?
I don't really know because I haven't tried, but I'll tell you what we'll do and we'll sign off now. I'm going to take a piece of paper right now and a marker. Let me just get my Sharpie. And I'm now drawing a very simple drawing, and I've done this once on the show, and let me just finish it. Okay, and I'm now thinking of this drawing, I'm looking at it, and I'm transmitting it to all of you telepathically, and next week I will reveal what I've sent through the airwaves.
It's an elliptical circle.
No, don't say it now. I'll reveal it next week.
Right.
So here goes again. I'm thinking of the lines, and right now I'm saying the name of the drawing in my mind. I'll say 1, 2, 3, and I'll say the name telepathically to all of you, all the listeners right now, all across the United States and the world. 1, 2, 3. One more time. 1, 2, 3. I said the name, and one more time. 1, 2, 3. So if you didn't get a line drawing and you heard the name of what I drew, write it down, email it or text it or tweet it to Doug or onto my Facebook or Twitter, and then we'll see if you got it right next week.
All right. We'll follow the friends on Facebook.
Yes, we're going to have to post that on Facebook.
All right.
Doesn't okay, make any sense? Love to you all.
All right, Uri. Thanks,
Uri. See ya.
Talk next week.
All right. Take care. One of the most interesting human beings I've ever met my life. He really is a good.
I'm going to be so upset if I was wrong.
Yeah,
I know. I want to know now.
I know.
I got it.
It's an elliptical. Should I say it or say it?
Don't.
Okay. All right. Good day.
I didn't see that. I saw something else.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. All right. You might be getting it from me, though, Rich, because my wavelengths are confusing.
They sure are.
Most people know. It's 14 before the hour on Good Day.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Autoglass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster. Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight. We'll even handle the paperwork. It's easy. A quick call is all it takes. So choose SafeLight.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center.
Participants were compensated for their time.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is the kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Oh. Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Doug Sheffin's Good Day program. Joseph Addison wrote, "What sunshine is to flowers, smiles are to humanity. These are but trifles to be sure, but scattered along life's pathway, the good they do is inconceivable. Sunshine and flowers, smiles and humanity." Think about, especially if it's somebody that you care about.
Think about Yanni music.
When he or
say,
she.
It sounds like a song. Well, compose something.
Yeah, it's a thought that comes. It could come from song. It could. The melodies often inspire words. And I am often inspired by, I like melodies. I like instrumentation. I like to think about stuff. And if you're around somebody who has a pleasant smile, it sort of like makes your day.
They can be contagious.
Yeah, right. And for no good reason necessarily do you have.
But why should it be for one?
Well, but that's
exactly.
Always the way.
Just
it
go
is.
Smile
people
at
say,
people and see what happens.
See, say hi to them like the kids down at the store.
See if they don't have you committed.
Why?
I'm still running around so far.
Exactly. Smile and the world smiles with you. Frown and you frown alone. 10 before the hour on Good Day. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Tonight, Roberta has. I wish we did like 10 seconds before. Roberta, save your jewel for tomorrow, will you please?
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale.
Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
It's party time in Southern California. The Kings are crowned and skate away with the cup. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. A sports story generally becomes a major news story when something extraordinary happens, such as an unexpected championship. And when you say championship in Los Angeles this time of year, you're usually talking about basketball and the Lakers. But in this case, we're talking hockey and the Kings, a team that barely made the playoffs this year. And as a number 8 seed, they never had the home ice advantage in any of the 4 playoff series they played. But it turns out they didn't need it, winning one road game after another. Last night, it was a win at home at the Staples Center in L.A. that clinched the cup in Game 6 over the New Jersey Devils. And for the first time in the team's 45-year history, the Kings are the champs. The MVP of the playoffs, Kings goalie Jonathan Quick, talks about what this means for the popularity of hockey in L.A.
You know, obviously, you still go about your day the same way that you always have. It is what it is. You know, obviously, I think the attention the team's going to get is great, and that's something that we have been looking for in this market for so long, is to get that attention towards hockey.
There was a youngster in the room as all of the Kings were being interviewed. You can hear him or her even more clearly as Kings coach Daryl Sutter offers his reaction to the team succeeding in the face of doubt.
They've pretty much heard it all, right? Now they just can soak it all up.
I think that was a daddy. In any case, thousands of people swarmed the area outside the Staples Center last night. Freeways and streets were jammed with fans trying to get downtown. There was a large police presence outside the arena as well. A group of fans apparently started a mosh pit in the street. Some fires were lit, but the incidents were small and confined as compared to some of the uglier violence that has followed past celebrations of Lakers championships. When the Kings took a big early lead in Game 6 last night, a citywide tactical alert was issued to head off any problems. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill, guaranteed to deliver real results? Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-940-5467. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now. 1-800-940-5467. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-940-5467. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-940-5467.
On Wall Street, amid fears of a possible global slowdown, a triple-digit loss for the Dow yesterday, down 143 points to 12,411. S&P fell 17, NASDAQ down by 49. Oil prices also down, $1.40 a barrel, finishing up at $82.70. More graphic testimony expected today for the second day of the child sex abuse trial of former Penn State assistant football coach Jerry Sandusky. The first witness yesterday testified about how he was sexually abused by Sandusky, who is being tried on more than 50 criminal counts of sexual abuse involving 10 boys over a 15-year period. Powerful storm pounded Birmingham, Alabama last night, downing trees, causing widespread power outages. Alabama Power reported over 100,000 outages statewide, including more than 69,000 in the Birmingham area. The Shelby County Airport also reported some storm-related damage. And finally, looks like the honeymoon is over. It was some honeymoon. We're talking about a marriage that lasted 36 years. Both husband and wife are 115 years old. His name is Poldy. Her name is Phoebe. And they happen to be turtles. Giant turtles, in fact, who live in a zoo in Austria. Not long ago, Phoebe started attacking Poldy and even bit a chunk out of his shell. Zoo officials still trying to figure out why this happened. Did Poldy forget to do some chores inside their enclosure? Did he make turtle eyes at another female? Or maybe BB just snapped. You know, a snapping turtle. Nobody has a clue. The folks at the zoo have tried to help rekindle the spark, whatever that means, but all attempts have failed. There is still hope for reconciliation, though. For now, we're told Poldy has been moved to a separate enclosure for his safety. We can only hope BB and Poldy work things out and become the loving turtle doves they once were. We'll keep you posted. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The max strength cooling menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank Gold Bond. It's the work.